Three, two,
one.
You never say one. Don't you know that, goofball?
I never learned that in 45 years of broadcasting. Go ahead.
Here. This is going to be a long podcast. That's all I can say. All right, here we go. Well, hi there, and welcome to the pilot, the launch, the premiere, etc. of a brand new podcast called
A Couple of Dusty Muffins.
Welcome, everyone. And Julie.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Julie Blacklow, and I'm Penny Legate. You are Julie Blacklow, aren't you?
As far as I know.
Yeah, today you are.
Yes.
So we're here together for the first time after years and years of knowing each other and deciding that we just had to have yet one more audience.
Well, an audience that we controlled, or a program that we actually had the notion that we were controlling. But
that's right.
You were tired of being controlled in our broadcast years.
Yeah.
Between the two of us, we had, 80 years in broadcasting.
Oh,
but now we're trying something new with fewer restrictions.
And it suits us just fine at this stage in our lives. So, Julie, right. Let's just tell people who are listening this very first time, who will be listening forevermore. So, first of all, tell me about you.
I began in a television news career in 1972, back in the dark ages, one of the first women nationally in TV news, and had a 40-year career in television news. And so I covered every story imaginable, met every human being, every type you could imagine. I once calculated I did about 30,000 interviews during my career.
Wow.
Everyone from serial killers to rock and roll stars, mm-hmm. and everyone in between. I also am at a time in my life, after I left broadcasting, I started managing a horse ranch. How's that for a career change?
That's a perfect transition.
And then I wrote a book. Now I'm painting, and now I'm doing a podcast with you. So I was in a place, I'm in a place in my life, and considering the way the world is now, you and I have met again, mm-hmm. and been through a lot of similar experiences, and always had a lot of respect for one another, and still have a lot to say and a lot in our minds. And I think our goal here is pretty clear. We want to entertain, we want to enlighten, we want to engage our audience, and
yes, we
of course,
do.
And have fun. So tell me about you now.
Well, so similar to you, Julie, my career has been in broadcast journalism, and I grew up in Nebraska, but lived in Indiana, Pittsburgh, Wichita, and then Seattle finally. And as a writer, producer, associate producer, news reporter, news anchor, talk show host, magazine host, a lot of different things. So when I got to Seattle, I said, this is where I want to stay. So I've been here since 1986. My career started in the 70s as well, late 70s. Mm-hmm. And like you, we've had a lot of life experiences. And like a lot of the people who are hopefully listening to us, we're hoping you can relate to some of the things we've been through and maybe find some comfort, some laughter, some understanding of kind of where we are as older women, kind of finding ourselves in this period of our lives. Like Julie, I'm a mother. I've been married 3 times. The third one's a charm, I hope. I'd call myself a world explorer and a very curious person. And we're survivors. Yes. And we've survived. We're going to be talking about that a lot on this show, Julie. And, you know,
we both faced enormous obstacles in our lives, enormous sadness, enormous happiness. We've had, on balance, I think, more wonderful things than not. But we have both faced death and life in all of its forms in our life. We have always enjoyed each other. We never really had a chance to spend as much time together as we're about to now, but we were always well met, and we make each other, for some reason, some unexplainable reason, we really crack each other up and make each other laugh. And when I've talked to people about doing the podcast, I've been asked, well, how would you describe yours and Penny's relationship? And I said, well, we are a couple, besides being a couple of dusty muffins, there's no way to explain that title really, but we are a couple of older, angry, funny, kind, loving women. And I think it's an amazing time, especially these days, to be a woman with all the things that we face. Not that men don't face them, but women have some unique perspectives and experiences
and challenges.
Exactly. And we want to talk about that. We want to talk about the hard stuff, the easy stuff, the good stuff, the funny stuff, all of the things that impact all of our lives. Yeah. I don't think, Penny, just because we've a little older and met maybe a lot of more people than the average person, we are like you.
Right. So that leads me to this. We were handed by our fabulous producer, Clem Daniels.
Yes, it's the only man we listen to.
That's right.
Right, really.
And mostly not only on the technical stuff, you know, when he suggests something content-wise.
Well, he's sometimes reining us in, but maybe we do need it, you know, from time to time.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. So he gave us, being a longtime radio man.
Yeah.
And talented person. He gave us something called an audio branding worksheet. Okay. Right. And we got a huge kick out of this. He said, now just look at this and think about what you guys are going to do.
Right. Who are you?
Trying to give us some structure.
This will give us an idea of who we are, what we're doing, and why we're doing it. So the first question is, what is your podcast about? And I think we've sort of already answered that. We're a couple of loudmouthed, opinionated women who are also good listeners. So our podcast is about you, actually, the Club of Women, of which we are members.
Yeah, I would say like we are representative maybe of a variety of different experiences. And it won't just be us talking on every podcast. We're going to have some really incredible guests. I think between Julie and I, we probably know somebody in every walk of life, from mountain climbers to rock stars. So hopefully we'll be bringing in people with their perspectives too on topics that we need them.
Right. Number two question, what tone of voice fits your company or podcast? What's our tone?
What tone of voice?
Our tone is positive,
sassy,
irreverent, optimistic.
Mm-hmm. Outspoken. Because you know what, for once, we don't have anybody putting a muzzle on us, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Man, you have gotten in so much trouble when you take your muzzle off. And I have too.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of women out there can relate to that. So, you know, we're unmuzzled, we're unfiltered, and we're just going to tell it like it is in a format where we really can do that. We have the freedom
exactly.
to do that.
Where does your branding stand on the spectrum of casual to formal? I'm definitely going with casual here.
I think we're casual. Are you even wearing a bra today?
No.
Okay.
The COVID, one of the rare gifts of COVID was not having to get dressed most days or wear a bra. And now when I have to put one on to go out, it's really annoying. But I can't stand it. It's a form of being muzzled, isn't it?
You're still conforming, girl.
I have to stop that. Number five,
yes,
what
do.
Genres of music match your company or podcast image? Where are you with this?
Genres of music. Well, wow. I mean, I have an eclectic taste. You probably do too. I like everything from classical to hip hop, but I would have to say the music that really makes me jump up out of my seat and just, I cannot sit. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. Is funk. And
like Bruno Mars. Okay.
Yeah. Like Bruno Mars. And like, hey, okay, best band ever in the history of the world. And I know there are lots of them. People are going to go, what? Tower of Power. What is here? Tell me. Do you think you know?
Oh, God. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're still a young
Takes all kinds. I'll stick with the Beatles and the Allman Brothers and, you know, everything in between.
Yeah, I love the Beatles.
I met somebody once who said they'd never heard of the Beatles. And I thought, wow. So I remember back in my TV days, I did a story on the Beatles. And they said, you mean Paul McCartney used to be in a band? But that's another story. So number six, how do you want people to feel when they see or hear your podcast?
Oh, that's a good question.
So I'm absolutely sure that I want people to feel listened to, validated, heard, as if we are friends. I want them to go away. I want them to have had some laughter with us, no matter what the subject. And sometimes they'll be serious and sometimes they won't. But I want people to feel good and optimistic and have a laugh with us. What about you, my friend?
Yeah. Yes, yes. I would say uplifted, not isolated, feeling a connection that there are other people out there that are going through the same thing they are. And I guess when I think about the people who may be listening to us, I hope that men will eavesdrop on our conversations, because they would learn a lot to say. But we love men. I mean, we're both married to men.
Well, I'm not married. And I'm living in sin, but go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're living in sin. That's right. Oh, I forgot. Gosh, you're going to just let it all hang out, aren't you?
I am not wearing a bra. So, that's right.
So we love men. We like men. We like trans people. We like LGBTQ. We like anybody. And so we want to, hopefully we'll have a group of people who want to know they're not alone in some of their life experiences. Number two, might be able to come away with little tidbits of things that maybe they haven't tried or thought about before that might help them. And, you know, and like you said before, Julie, just to have some fun, to hear some inside stories of two working women in
have
the TV business. And all right. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm excited. We're just two women who still have a lot to say. What else is new?
Yes, we do. So we want to remind you, we are a couple
of dusty muffins.
We've done some small little, I don't know, like audience surveys or something on that name. And most people are laugh a lot, which is what we want. We want laughter. We all need more laughter in our lives and not to be taken so seriously. So that hence the name of the title. And we're going to be, you know, sending out weekly missives about all sorts of subjects. And we want to invite you. And also, if you like us, to send it out to your friends. This is how podcasts become popular, is basically through
word of mouth. We'll be setting up a Facebook page. And so you can communicate with us what you liked, what you didn't like, what you want more of.
Yeah, exactly. So Julie Blacklow, I love you. And I'm looking forward to this adventure with you.
Me too, Penny Legate.
All right, honey. Thanks for listening, everyone. We're a couple of dusty muffins.
Hey, and how about a shout out to Clem Daniels, our production director, for making us sound as if we know what we're doing.